Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Boy, some crazy anomaly games from time to time in the NFL are always really interesting. Don't know how much you've paid attention after that Browns loss yesterday to the 4 o'clock window and the Buffalo Bills and the Rams. It was an absolute shootout. Boy, Matt Stafford was incredible as the Rams put up 44 points to hand the Bills only their third loss of the year. But what was so special about this game? I don't know, probably had something to do with Josh Allen, because entering the day, teams with at least 6 touchdowns and 0 giveaways in a game were 245-0 in the Super Bowl era, including the playoffs. The Bills became the first team to ever score 6 touchdowns, not turn it over once, and lose this game 44-42. There was a block punt that was pretty significant. Do we think those should count as turnovers?
Yeah.
Should count as something.
Yeah, stupid plays.
I always wonder about that. And yet, turnover on downs, what do we do with that? Because it's turnover in the fray.
I always your whole thought, defense did that.
Though. I always thought a turnover on down should count as a turnover.
Right.
I really did. Defensive stats, but you can't give it to an individual.
I know, but I should count it as it should count as a team turnover. It should still be in the plus or minus mark.
I never understood why that was the case.
I don't understand either. Like, you've made a tremendous play to make a stop. Well, unless you decide to run a pitch out again on 4th and 1.
Like, think about it this
fourth
way.
4th and 1.
Well, at least it wasn't jet sweep this time.
That's true.
Was it a pitch out? Think I blacked out. I don't even remember if it was a pitch out.
It was not run it the 2 feet in front of you.
Well, Cedric Tillman wasn't available in this game. That's why they couldn't do a jet sweep.
By the way, Josh Allen had
gave it to Tony
424 total yards, 6 touchdowns. He had a 30-yard touchdown run. It was a wild one, but maybe a little more cushion now for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kadarius Toney could have shuffled like he was in a basketball passing drill instead of going for the first down. Would have been well.
Mitch's
wild thing.
Less than a month ago, the Arizona Cardinals were a surprising first-place team in the powerhouse NFC West. Today, they are tied with the Niners for dead last following a 38-10 loss to Seattle. That's a third straight loss for the Cards, and head coach Jonathan Gannon says the team needs to figure out how to win again.
You know, disappointing loss. You know, didn't play our best ball there. I got to find some answers to get us going a little bit because we haven't played great here the last couple weeks. So that falls on me. Got to go back to the drawing board tomorrow, get these things corrected, put them in better position, and we got to win a game.
They're such a weird team. They had won four in a row. Now they've lost three in a row. And sometimes you watch Kyler Murray and you're like, this guy is sensational. And then really the last few weeks it's been like, this guy should not be the starting quarterback any longer for an NFL football team.
You take the good, you take the bad. You know, it happens.
Not finishing that line.
Owen?
Owen's Wild Thing.
Oh, yeah, that was a show.
So this is a two-team race for me here. First, it was Minnesota. They beat Atlanta. You know, Kirk Cousins got booed. Everybody hates him in Minnesota now because he left them, I guess. So, but the other thing that comes from it is Tampa Bay beat the Las Vegas Raiders, which is Baker Mayfield, and you know he has a tie here. What's the wild stat, though, is a month ago, these two teams were in flip-flop positions. A month ago, the Atlanta Falcons were minus 1,000 to win the NFC South. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were plus 500. Atlanta was 6-3, Tampa Bay was 4-6. You flip-flop that now. Tampa's in the lead now. Tampa has, in 4 weeks, erased a three-game deficit for them. They now have a one-game lead in the NFC South, and Kirk Cousins looks like his career might be done.
He has been horrendous.
I can't believe they booed him as he took the field. I was surprised by that. I thought, you know, the term is Minnesota nice. They booed him as he took the field. Aren't you guys in a much better position? Wow. Why would you boo him?
That's true.
Now, I'm not anti-boo. In fact, I'm pro-boo. I'm not pro anything else,
but I'm pro-boo.
I am yay.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boo. I'm fine with that. I really don't want you to say anything else because that can get pretty surly and pretty ugly. But I'm fine with booing, but I want to boo for the right reasons. You're 11-2. You booed them coming out of you're in a much better position than the Falcons are. They've lost four in a row. They are taking on water. Heat's coming after Raheem Morris now. Not good down there in Atlanta.
And finally, Ken.
Ken's Wild Thing.
Oh. Well, made it even worse yesterday because you're 3-10. And draft positioning is very, very important. And I thought that the Giants could at least take it to overtime, have the possibility. Remember, they scored 8 unanswered in overtime. And could at least have the possibility of, or in the fourth quarter, to take it to overtime. And if they would have won, you'd have both been 3-10. But you would have had the tie break since you lost to the Giants. But Graham Gano had he had other plans. It's actually Brian Breesy who had blocked the punt or blocked the field goal. 4th and 15 of the New Orleans 17. Graham Gano missed a 35-yard field goal, got blocked by the New Orleans defensive tackle. No good. 14-11. Final score. Saints are 5-8. Not that any of that matters.
Yeah.
The Giants 2-11, and it directly affects us.
I do have a question.
I have an answer.
Derek Carr. I see more and more NFL media and what is being written about down there in the bayou, Kenny.
Oh, God, here we go. Yeah, I know where this is going.
Could you consider Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
As a Cleveland Browns starting quarterback.
216-474-0092, Derek Carr.
Might as well just bring up Taysom Hill, too, and we can get all of last year's Saints quarterbacks on the
He plays hard.
Okay, Carr has 15 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Jameis Winston plays hard.
Yeah, that's well. That isn't that our bar now?
Is he a better option though than Jameis Winston?
Isn't that our bar? Derek Carr.
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to do after week three? He's going to get hurt. He got hurt in this game.
Played 17 games last year, 15 games in 2022, 17 in 2021, 16 in 2020, 16 in 2019, 16 in 2018. It's been pretty healthy, pretty durable.
Tell me winning seasons now with all those.
Now, wait a minute now. Hold on. All right, you want to go out and get Derek Carr? Get Derek Carr.
I just saw a lot of people bailing on the Jameis Winston.
What do you mean?
That's don't a horrible support that. Idea.
Is his
Derek,
name? Is
Derek Carr is a horrible idea.
What's Derek Carr's name?
Derek Carr.
Is it Deshaun Watson?
I just said it.
Is it Deshaun Watson? Okay. Then it's a better idea. Champions pose.
No, it's not
Champions pose.
You're dumb.
I know.
That's dumb.
No, it's true.
You're dumb.
It's right. I'm right.
You can't
I'm smart.
Go, oh,
I'm
look
right.
at this
I'm
fire
smart.
Over here.
I'm right.
I didn't even talk about that fire.
Mm-mm.
You're not Mm-mm. right. You're Mm-mm. a loser.
No,
you're
lost. A winner.
Derek
I'm a winner.
Carr.
No, I'm not a winner.
What was wild around the league? Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Fair.
I can't say I'm a winner. I'm not a winner, but I'm not
I'll
a loser
just
in this case.
Turn off your mic again.
Derek Carr's 500 in his last five seasons as an NFL starting quarterback. So 500. Now he played.
Bring in Derek Carr.
Played for the Raiders.
Yeah.
What do you and got in to this say case, to that the Saints.
What do you got to say to that there, Owen? Huh?
He's a loser, and you're a loser.
Would he be what good with Stefanski?
Everybody's good with
Another
Stefanski.
Loser.
I don't know. Somebody just told us in our mentions that Patrick Mahomes would be a bust under Kevin Stefanski. That was a former D1 quarterback who tweeted that at us. I go, come on. You surely don't believe this. Like, I don't know what Kevin Stefanski did to you. I don't know if it's a personal thing. It has to be a vendetta at this point with some folks. Patrick Mahomes would be a bust. Josh Allen would be a bust.
I think those guys are pretty coach-proof.
Joe Flacco had a really great season last year at the end of the year. Instilled the magic. I mean, nothing's going to be... Owen, that's the ultimate trump card in any of this. You can name me all the bad quarterbacks, and I'm the person who said last week, adding bad to bad doesn't make good, but it's better than what you could go with. I'm open to all of it. That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Bring in Derek Carr. Bring in David Carr.
You sound like a drunk on the radio.
I'm a drunk. I'm a former drunk. I'm a hungover person on the radio.
You know what?
What?
I'm Team Heyman on this one.
Thank you, John.
I can't even believe it.